Hello everyone, welcome to our Fully English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 18.8. Have you done something yet? First, we need to review what we have learned last time. Now let's listen to the tape.
Is my car ready yet?
I don't know, sir. What's the number of your car?
It's LFZ312G.
When did you bring it to us?
I brought it here 3 days ago.
Ah, yes, I remember now.
Have your mechanics finished yet?
No, they're still working on it. Let's go into the garage and have a look at it. Isn't that your car?
Well, it was my car.
Didn't you have a crash?
That's right. I drove it into a lamppost. Can your mechanics repair it?
Well, they're trying to repair it, sir. But to tell you the truth, you need a new car.
Just now we have reviewed what we have learned last time, and now let's try to retell the story. Now let's look at the picture, the first one. Is my car ready yet? I don't know, sir. What's the number of your car? It's LFZ312G. When did you bring it back to us? I brought it here 3 days ago. Oh yes, I remember now. Have your mechanics finished yet? No, they are still working on it. Let's go into the garage. Now, let's look at the second picture. Isn't that your car? Well, it was my car. Didn't you have a crash? That's right, I drove it into a lamppost. Can your mechanics repair it? Well, they are trying to repair it, sir. But to tell you the truth, you need a new car.
好，根据课文的内容，我们来做一些练习。第一，句型转换。
Have you found your handbag yet?
请做出否定答复。
No, I haven't.I haven't found my lost bag yet.
Number two,
I met the old friends last winter.
对划线部分提问，划线部分
last winter. When did you meet the old friend?
Okay, next one.
When did you bring us your car?
请做出回答。
I brought my car yesterday.
Next one.
The number of his car is LXE831.
对划线部分提问。
What's his car number?
第二组练习翻译句子。第一句，他总是给我带来许多鲜花。
He always brings me a lot of flowers.
第二句，你们修理厂有多少位修理工？
How many mechanics are there in your factory?
第三句，他把车撞到墙上了。
He drove the car into the wall.
第四句，你就不能慢点开车吗？
Can't you drive more slowly?
在进行对话练习之前，我们先来复习一组 ABB 结构的动词原形、动词过去式以及动词的过去分词。
Buy, bought, bought. Find, found, found. Get, got, got. Have, had, had. Hear, heard, heard. Leave, left, left. Lose, lost, lost.Make, made, made.
meet, met, met, send, sent, sent, sweep, swept, swept, tell, told, told. Okay, now let's look at the picture and make the sentences. The first one, what can you see? Yes, you can see some bread, an egg, and a cup of milk. We can say that is a breakfast. Now, that is a Ken's breakfast. So we can make the question like this. Has Ken had breakfast yet? Yes, he has. He has already had his breakfast. And when did he have his breakfast? He had breakfast at 6 o'clock. 那么要注意的一点是 already 用于肯定句 yet 用于疑问句和否定句并且放在句末。Now let's look at the second picture and make the conversations. Has Lucy made the bed yet? Yes, she has. She has already made the bed. When did she make the bed? She made the bed at 12 o'clock. Okay, look at the third one. Has grandmother swept the floor yet? Yes, she has. She has already swept the floor. When did she sweep the floor? She swept the floor yesterday morning. Okay, now let's do more exercises. Please open your books and turn to page lesson 18-8.
Lesson 88, repetition drill. Lesson 88, do not open your book. Listen, do not speak. Did you buy a new car last year?
Yes, I bought a new car last year.
What about Sam?
He hasn't bought a new car yet.
Did you find your pen yesterday?
Yes, I found my pen yesterday.
What about Penny?
She hasn't found her pen yet.
Did you get a new television set last year?
Yes, I got a new television set last year.
What about Sam and Penny?
They haven't got a new television set yet.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? Did you buy a new car last year?
Yes, I bought a new car last year.
What about Sam?
He hasn't bought a new car yet.
Did you find your pen yesterday?
Yes, I found my pen yesterday.
What about Penny?
She hasn't found her pen yet.
Did you get a new television set last year?
Yes, I got a new television set last year.
What about Sam and Penny?
They haven't got a new television set yet.
Did you have breakfast at 8 o'clock?
Yes, I had breakfast at 8 o'clock.
What about your mother?
She hasn't had breakfast yet.
Did you leave the office early this afternoon?
Yes, I left the office early this afternoon.
What about the boss?
He hasn't left the office yet.
Did you hear the news last night?
Yes, I heard the news last night.
What about Frank?
He hasn't heard the news yet.
Did you make your bed this morning?
Yes, I made my bed this morning.
What about Susan and Jane?
They haven't made their beds yet.
Did you meet Harry yesterday?
Yes, I met Harry yesterday.
What about your wife?
She hasn't met Harry yet.
好的，现在我们来看课后的练习。Example.He bought a house last year. Question. Did he buy a house last year? Negative sentence. He didn't buy a house last year. 那在这个地方呢，我们要注意的是， 当我们表达过去发生的事情，我们要使用动词的过去式，比如这句话中 He bought buy 的过去式买变成了 bought He bought a house last year 然而在疑问句和否定句中，因为有了助动词 did， 所以我们要把动词还原，因此疑问句的形式就是 Did he buy a house last year？ 而否定句的形式 He didn't buy a house last year。 那下面请同学们把下面的练习写在本上。下面请看第二个练习。 They buy a new house 2 weeks ago。 我们把它编成一段对话，用完成时和一般过去式。Have they bought a new house yet? Yes, they have already bought a new house. When did they buy a new house? They bought a new house 2 weeks ago. 好，下面的练习也请大家写在本上。Lesson 88. Have you done something yet? 你做了某件事吗？在我们的一生中，有许多事情都是要做的，那是因为许多事情有可能损坏而被遭到丢弃，所以我们要不断的创新和完成。为什么我们所做的东西、所创造的东西会损坏呢？那是因为我们都是罪人，我们所创造的东西并设计出的东西很有可能就是缺失的。然而可喜的是，创造宇宙的上帝是完美的，他时刻都在维系着、有秩序地运作着整个社会。他不仅用自己的全能托住了我们所居住的世界，还给我们创造了一个和平可居的国家。而这位完美的上帝正在借着他的话和他的灵，通过教会在不断地改造和更新着基督徒和他们的思想和灵魂，并且被他们造福，服侍人群。